You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Welcome back to the Old and Bold podcast. It's the one and only Harry Pinero, HP to be short. You know the name, you know the...
That is hell for the audio listeners.
No, for the people that are listening in their car.
That sounds like the Purge, isn't it?
That's an alarm. That's an alarm. Well, I'm joined by my co-host, the one and only.
Hello, guys. Darkest man. You know what I mean? I'm
whoa,
the guy.
Whoa,
I'm
whoa, the whoa, whoa, whoa.
What?
Season one, you said you're not going to be called Darkest Man no more.
Okay, so introduce me again.
Okay, no, this is going to be in the edit because okay. They need to see that you make mistakes. Okay. What is your name, brother?
Okay, 3, 2, 1. Hey guys, my name's Darkest.
Okay. All right. Well, listen. This is season two. So we've gone bigger and better. Yeah. As you can already see, set's better, mm-hmm. but the guest gone up a bit.
Mm.
This individual, how do we explain this individual?
She's a lovely girl.
Lovely.
Amazing.
Talented.
Funny.
Incredible.
Bit ditzy.
A bit, yeah. But very smart.
Yeah, very smart.
You know what I'm trying to say? She doesn't like to play Fortnite with her friends.
Yeah, she doesn't.
No, she doesn't. She avoids them. F***ing amazing person, though. Mm-hmm. The one and only.
Mm-hmm.
Actually.
What?
I don't want to film with her today.
Why not?
Nah, she didn't hug me today.
I feel like, you know, she gave me the side hug.
Yeah,
you know the,
it was kind of like.
You know the one-off.
Yeah,
I don't like the one-off.
It weren't a real one.
Yeah,
you know
I
what
like
I mean?
The one-off.
But,
yeah.
Because we're nice people, Chloe Burrows is in the building! Chloe!
That was a good-ish intro.
Ish?
Good. We'll take
good-ish.
That.
Ish. Yeah. Yeah. We'll take
it was
do.
Better than the one that you did on my pod.
At least I turned
on
up
on
today.
Your pod? It's mine now. Okay. That's our little joke.
Okay.
Because I own the pod now.
Bro, you just own your mistakes, bro.
What are you talking about?
Stop. Just own it.
Okay.
Say,
yeah. No, I fucked up. But I actually enjoyed being on Chloe's pod.
It's a good time.
No, it was incredible. Yeah.
She was very late.
Yeah.
Which was like maybe like 45 minutes late.
Mm. I'm 10.
45. Wow. I was there.
What type of maths are you doing?
I'm doing the good maths.
Waited half an hour downstairs for you.
After we waited half an hour for you.
The car wasn't outside my house.
That's not my fucking problem.
It's your problem. But Chloe, how have you been? I feel like your trajectory is every year you just keep getting better and better.
Thank you. Yeah, I've been good. Yeah. Life's good. Life's great. Been at work. Been on holiday. Oh, guys, I'm as old as you now as well. So I'm tired.
Third floor. Bluetooth. You're not there yet.
Well, you're 3-0.
Yeah, I'm 3-0, honey. 3-0.
Yeah. So I watched your pod. Oh, wow. Was it on your birthday that you filmed the episode?
No.
Okay. But you had a lot of guests on your pod.
Yes, family, friends.
Was you expecting them?
No, I literally had no idea. I was going to try and cancel it because I was really hungover. Mm-hmm. And then we were meant to pre-record one with another guest. I can't remember who. They cancelled. And then I thought, well, fuck it, I'm not going in today.
No,
and then
my manager was like... on Chloe Burrow.
I know.
When's your birthday?
Can you imagine?
September 26th.
Let me see you, man. We know your birthday. 26. Oh. So now that you're 30,
yeah.
What's life like a 30-year-old?
I'm tired, you know?
Same.
Like, I don't have...
He's not old, bro.
No, it's old to it's really people not. That are not 30.
Yeah.
You don't look a day over 12.
I'm going to take that.
Yeah,
I got a massive spot as well, like 12-year-olds get.
But I own mine, though.
No, I've pimple-patched it.
Because I like to give it character. This one's called Wankemi.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's good to know your spots.
Yeah, yeah. I know him. This morning he woke me up and he was very vocal.
Yeah.
Get up and get on the grind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So with the spot, how did that... Do you just get spots out of nowhere or is this like after... Like, is it the heat? Is it the cold?
It's the woman time.
Oh.
It's the woman time.
So it's bloody hell right now.
Bloody hell.
Okay. Do you reckon we could survive a period? Like,
we should get you that machine.
No, we shouldn't, though.
To try it.
I did one, the tense machine.
Yeah. No, that's
cool. I did that once, bro. I hated my husband after that immediately.
Yes! Oh, hold on, 2 seconds.
Yeah, I deserve that. Yeah, sorry.
We've got a Y button, so if you say anything crazy,
you're exempt, though. You can say what you want.
Yeah, you can say what you want.
You're good.
But I tried it, and I realized it's not even as bad as it is for like women when they got periods.
No, bro.
It's terrible.
They're going through
it. It's hell out there. Come on.
So, how do you like focus when that's happening?
Yeah.
I've had it for a while.
Mm.
And I think you just get used to it. You have a couple really unfun days, but you know, women can deal with it.
Do you cry a lot during your periods?
I'm here.
You're dealing with it.
Do I cry a lot? No, I get really angry. That's me.
Wow.
Like, I hate everyone. I don't want to do anything. And everyone else is in the wrong. And then I realize, and then I have to apologize.
But then, this is what I fail to understand, Joe. I mean, listen, I'm a guy, so I'm naturally stupid. So I'm just saying, how does a period then like make you angry? Like, isn't it just blood coming out of you?
No, honey, it's the hormones. I don't actually know the science, but there's one hormone that just fucks up your shit. Like, it really just takes over you.
Mm-hmm.
And that is called, oh my God, I don't actually know that much about
periods. Yeah, no.
And that's why. There's a phase you go through.
Amy, do you know what it's called?
Luteal.
Luteal.
Yeah.
I knew that, you know.
Yeah.
Well, lucky I didn't.
Yeah,
but that's the thing. I like to lie sometimes. Yeah. You know, it's just sometimes. Like two a day?
Yeah.
Two's good.
Yeah, two a day.
So when you go through these periods, do you know what an unreasonable piece of shit you become?
Yeah. No, you don't know.
So unaware. And I'm so confused why people like, you just feel like a big, angry, fat mess and everyone hates you. So you hate them. And it just doesn't make sense. Even though you've got all these apps that tell you, you know, hey, you're having a bad day. No, I'm not. I'm so fine. And then obviously you realise,
So there's apps for it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Flow. Do you know about Flow?
Flow?
Yeah.
I know they're a music group.
No, so Flow, it's a Flow, it's a period.
They make good music, though.
It tells it, but I downloaded to check if I was ovulating a couple times.
Okay, and are you good?
I'm good.
You're right,
chilling. I'm chilling.
Okay, cool. Because I just wanted to check.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when you leave, the seat's a bit wet.
All right, of course. You just want to be on my fucking business then.
Oh, shit. Sorry. Oh, my God.
Ovulating's a good time. I think that's when you feel good, when you're ovulating.
So, okay, I'm stupid, yeah?
Yes.
Ovulating. Is that like when you want to clot?
Yeah, no, it is when you want to clot, but that's also like if you want to get pregnant, that's the time to do it.
So pre-cum, baby.
Yeah. So ovulating means the egg is there saying, I want my friend.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
All right, we're looking at the menstrual cycle right now.
Yes.
So day 1 to 7 is uterus. Can you zoom in, please?
Yes.
That one there is so blurred for the word that's good.
Yes.
So the uterus lining breaks down and menstruation occurs.
That's 1 to 7.
That's 1
days.
To 7.
1 to 7.
So that's like Amazon package delivery.
Yeah, okay,
cool.
Basically.
Then 8 to 11, that's when it's coming from overseas.
Yeah, 8 to 11.
That's when the
lining of the womb thickens in preparation for the egg.
So the egg, that's when the egg is about to say,
yeah, that's when it's like, yo, I'm here.
This is bizarre. I never knew all that.
And then 12 to 17 days. Now that's when it's coming from Indonesia.
Yeah, yeah, 12 to 17 days. It's on its way.
That's one stop, then the next stop.
Yeah.
That's transit. When the ovulation occurs, usually day 14.
Yeah, so that's when that's when she's at her happiest. She's
okay. Like me in 2 weeks then.
All right then. Yeah. And then 18 to 25 days.
Fertilization has not taken place. The corpus luteum, is that luteum? Yeah. Luteum fades away.
Oh, it fades away.
And that's a luteal one. So that's when you're down and out.
So where are you on this place here?
I am in the luteal phase. So where am I? I'm 1 to 7. No, I've come off yesterday.
Should we be talking 26, about
this on Boys Podcast?
Yeah, no, but we're trying to understand. This is the thing we're trying to understand.
It's just a lesson for me.
This is just a lesson. We're just trying to learn.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
that's all.
Yeah.
Well, I'm happy that she made it here.
Thank you.
That's the most important thing as well.
Thanks.
But you're someone that, when I started filming with you, it was very effortless how you kind of just work with us. Because we're all not from the same place, but it works.
Mm-hmm.
Did you find when you started working with us, it was easy? How did we make you feel? Was there any like preconceptions when you started working? Be honest, we don't care.
You guys are famous. Like I'd obviously heard about you from before I went on Love Island.
Yeah.
So I just had to fake it till I made it. Like it was like an out of body experience because you guys are quite intimidating. Not like scary, but it's intimidating like because you guys are really known. But you were all really lovely. Like you guys especially have always been really like nice and like included me when I first started. Now obviously familiar faces.
Yeah.
You guys are actually quite nice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No. You see when someone says quite nice.
Yeah.
It's the quite means.
Means.
Like you're just about
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, like we just made
like
it.
You're just
okay,
about
you're
nice.
Lovely. You guys are really lovely.
I've talked with Chloe over the years. Yeah. She doesn't like to give compliments.
No, she doesn't she likes like to give them inflate like, your ego.
She likes to, yeah, that's what oh, that's
she doesn't
what
like to inflate your ego.
Sometimes we need
you
our
don't
ego
need
inflate.
It.
No, we do.
We don't care about anyone else. We care about the people that care about us.
Okay, I think you're both amazing.
See, now that's fake because you see with... Oh my God.
I need a minute.
If Douglas Ribeiro down the road said, Darkest, you're amazing. Oh, thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Right.
Won't remember it. But if Chloe Burrow says it to me...
Yeah, you're forgetting who you are.
I am not an emotional person. I find it really awkward delivering really nice things. So quite nice is as good as I can do.
I will take that.
I'm not going to ask you to be someone you're not.
Yeah.
But I just want to make you nicer.
That's what
you want to make me nicer?
Yeah, just a little bit nicer with your delivery of words.
Okay, right, sorry.
All right, so I want to
Does being bold suit me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
It does. And someone showed me a picture of you with hair and I was blown away. Oh, yeah. Well, it was fake, wasn't it?
No, it was real.
That's your real hair!
So you thought he came out the womb bold?
Yeah.
You look way better now.
You came out bold, stayed bold.
Yeah, you thought it was AI?
No, like there was so much hair in this picture.
Yeah, I got Indian hair.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Good hair. Literally, it's very good hair. It's the curly,
That's a spray.
I apologize.
Got a haircut
you
today.
Defo look better now.
Thank you, man.
Yes, you see it.
Do you reckon I'd suit being bold? Be honest.
Look up a bit. You look the same.
Really?
Kind of.
So you're basically saying that my hairline is so far away from where my forehead is that I'm basically wasting time. It's not, but I like honesty though. And Amy, you find that funny as well then, yeah? Nah, it's good, man.
I didn't mean that.
It's
meant the angle.
You said I'd look the same.
I said look up. If you look up your baldness, that's what I say.
So basically, this is
I like, I can't lie, your trim looks... but I haven't told you. Your trim looks good today.
No, you know you say that. You've said that about 7 times. Now I believe you.
No. It looks good today.
Thank you. No, I literally did it because Chloe's here today and I thought to myself, she's going to come
Let me borrow that.
You what?
Chloe Burrows. Let me borrow that. I tried to do something there, bro. And then I didn't catch anything. There was nothing in the fridge.
All right.
As I was trying to.
No, but that's good. All right. But before we get into who you are and all that blah, blah, that no one cares about, let's play a game.
Okay.
All right. Now, I've given the producer your number, if you don't mind. She'll delete it after. If you do get random messages saying, wait, hey, let's hang out from Amy, trust me,
I'll say yes.
Just block her. All right.
No.
So we're going to play a game. It's called Imposter.
I've seen this on TikTok. This looks fun.
Yes, it is fun. Yes. Now, if you use this on your pod, you fucking teeth.
It's a lot of effort.
Okay. If I see this on her pod, even though I've stole it from TikTok, then you know what I mean?
Okay.
So Amy's going to send us a person.
I really have been wanting to play this game.
And look, this is what we do.
This is good fun.
We do this. Okay. And whoever, who thought of this idea?
You.
So trending.
Like it. All right. So yeah, Amy, when you're ready, send us.
Is it going to be on text or on WhatsApp? Nice.
She's a Gen Z, innit? So she only uses WhatsApp. These millennials.
You and I.
All right, I got mine.
I got mine as well.
Okay, me too.
All right, so where are we going to start from?
Let's start with Chloe.
Why are you so happy? No, she's so happy.
I'm bad at games like this.
Okay, all right, cool. So we can only say one word
yes.
to define the person. You can be as broad as you want.
Ooh.
And yeah, all right?
Is that a person, yeah?
Oh, you're a fucking imposter. We've got him. We've got him. I know, let's do it again then. Let's send another one, please, because I know it's you.
I was chatting shit, but do you hear what I said?
Reverse psychology. I was trying to catch you. All right, cool.
I know, I don't want to say anything.
All right, three, two, one.
Let's go, Chloe.
Go on. Okay, let's close up.
TV.
Stand up.
Well dressed.
Teeth.
Hmm.
I don't know why I said that.
Yeah, me too. We've got you though, that's good. Yeah. Saturdays.
Hilarious.
Quiz.
Yeah. Okay. Laugh.
Unorthodox.
Yeah.
Audience.
Are we just saying words though?
It's gonna make sense.
Okay. Fans.
Okay, done. That's the same thing.
Yeah.
All right, so based on what we've all said, where are we going? Who do you reckon's the imposter here?
I think it might be you, you know.
It might be me.
It might be. Yes,
why? Can you give me a reason why you think it's me?
Because it's not me, so it might be you, it might be her.
Okay.
That's literally my reason.
That's just maths.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
Let's think of the things that we said.
Okay, sure.
You said, what did you say?
Yeah. What did I say?
Exactly.
TV. I said TV.
I'm just going to be real, yeah? I know that it's Chloe. Yeah?
Huh. Okay.
I know it's you.
Well, now I think it's you.
All right. And now I know who the real person is.
Darkest.
I just wanted to catch you, brother. Because you didn't say nothing.
You were talking.
Brother, okay, vote for me.
Vote
all right. Okay, cool. So who you voted for?
I'm going to vote for Dark. You're good at these games. So I played that rat thing with you on that Channel 4.0.
Yeah.
And you both are good at lying.
No.
Darkest, I'm submitting.
Okay, who do you
vote for? I think it's you as well.
Okay, I think it's you.
All right, so after three,
yeah, the imposter one.
We're going to say what it is. Okay. And if you are the imposter, you say imposter, okay?
Yeah.
One, two, three, imposter.
Jimmy Carr.
I knew it was you!
I'm good though, innit?
I'm good, innit?
You
are very good. Do you know what? When I knew it wasn't you, is when you said teeth.
But I don't know why I said teeth. Has he got good teeth?
But then suits. When you said suits,
yeah, that's when
I knew because he's known for his suits.
I was saying hilarious, and I think he's one of the funniest people.
But I was on the money. Could be right.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Second one, please, Amy, if you don't mind.
What a fun game.
Shit, I thought I had it.
Okay, set one, yeah? Okay, let's go. You got it?
No.
I think it's good if you pay your bill.
O2 is really bad for signal in the UK.
Yeah, it is.
It is bad.
But O2, if you are watching, yeah, we genuinely want to do a campaign together. Yeah. We feel like Old and Bold.
I love
would
O2
suit.
Priority.
Chloe versus the world would be great as well. Just think of the things we can do.
Yeah.
All right. So who's going to start first? It has to be one of you two.
I'll start because she started last time.
Yeah.
Okay. Talented.
Mainstream.
Wife.
Okay. Wife, you know. Icon.
Knockers.
Wife.
What did you say? It's wife. Not, when you heard, when I heard wife,
she said
I,
wife.
Said, I said, let me say woman then. Let me say knockers.
She's not even, let not even
me
a woman.
Say knockers.
It's not even so, a woman.
All right, cool. 3, 2, 1, imposter.
David Beckham.
Fuck.
That's why she said wife. Your wife.
Yeah.
Passionate.
Oh.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
All right, we did one more. We're going to keep that
two. Let's leave that two.
Okay, really cool. Funny. All right, well, I lost that then. Fucking hell. I'm so shit.
Nah. Well, but David Beckham taking free kicks like that.
Yeah, yeah. I should have said Golden Boys.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, I should have said,
you know
cry.
What? I went two left.
Yeah, you went so
you
left.
Got me there. Why?
Yeah.
Oh, Chloe, you got me. All right. So, Chloe, obviously, you've also got a podcast.
I do.
Chloe versus the World.
Yeah.
I find that you don't actually upload as much as I'd want you to.
Every single week for the past 2.5 years, no, Tuesday no, at 5
you went,
p.m.
You went away for a while.
But I always have a podcast.
No, you don't. Because when I went to go find my episode, when I went to go find my episode, I had to dig through to find it.
Yeah. That's incorrect.
Yeah, unless it's the playlist, the way you've got it organized. You need
Oh, no, sometimes the way, if you go on it for Instagram stories, it doesn't show you like the way.
Yeah, and it's really
been
shit because I watched it with my mum, my dad, my sister, and my neighbor. We screened it. It was a screening for it.
Great. Great. Okay, I'll take that with YouTube.
All right, please
every
do.
Single Tuesday, 5 p.m., I've never missed one. Okay. I missed one.
Do you find, with your people that are watching, that if you miss a day, because obviously you haven't, is there like a proper demand for it? And does it like put pressure on you a little bit?
Yeah, there's definitely a pressure, but I've never done it as seasons because I thought there's just, you know, so many people that could be a guest. Why would you have a season? I'm now thinking, should I have done seasons?
Yeah.
It's hard getting a guest every single week.
Tell us about
all year. Like, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There's a pressure, but we get it done. But I think I do solos quite a bit. So.
What's your favourite thing about doing a pod? Because I think for me and Darkest, it's seeing him every week.
Yeah.
But then also talking about shit that we just want to talk about.
Yeah.
And then letting everyone else be part of it.
Yeah.
What is it for you?
Sometimes I wish I had done it with a friend because I
really?
Do that. Yeah, because it's just me, but I love meeting new people.
That nearly made me cry, you know.
Oh.
I wish I could have done it with a friend.
If you could do it with a friend, who would you pick?
I would have done it with Millie, for sure.
I would have said, I think you two are inseparable.
Yeah. I would have done it with her. But no, what was the question again?
No, she's the best, man. No, she's the best. Generally, she's the best.
Yeah. Basically,
what do you enjoy about doing?
What do I enjoy about doing my podcast?
Yes, ma'am.
I can just go and have fun. Like, I always say it's not an interview. Like, we don't come in. Like, maybe if you've come to promote something, you know, if you've got an album or a show. But I just like to chat shit with randomers and then just see what kind of, almost like get on the same page with them. Say if I've never met someone before, it takes me like 10 minutes. And then I feel like you can get along with everyone after 10 minutes.
Depends what type of person you are.
Depends on the kind of manager. No, but I'd say you're very...
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There was probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You've got the personality for a podcast.
Thank you.
And, no, you can, like, you start on a podcast, I was like, oh, okay, it's about time.
Yeah.
Really?
You know
what
I'm saying? And I fucking enjoyed it, you know?
Yeah, and it was really good. And I feel like if I really want to grip down to the nucleus of my problem, why haven't I been on?
Because you couldn't make it.
I'll tell you why. If you want the truth.
I want the honest truth.
When I first started Chloe vs. the World, I had a list of 10 names and it was like, you were on it, Nella was on it, Specs was on it. And I went around and asked everyone. I got most people. But you said you didn't do podcasts.
When so the fuck on earth did I ever say that?
I asked you on Instagram like 2.5 years ago. It was when I hadn't even put it out yet.
No, hold Let's on, get some hold facts.
On, hold on.
Let's get some facts.
Hold on. Hold on.
Get it up.
Hold on.
Oh my God.
When have I ever said to you I don't do podcasts? I love
it. Well, it might
pod.
Have been like you don't do it at the moment. This was like 2.5, 3 years ago.
Chloe Burrows. Okay.
I'd love.
Okay, so we've never said a fucking word to each other.
Let me check.
By all means, go ahead.
I swear we have.
Oh, Chloe, man, VAR. Oh my it's God. Not looking good.
Just say it. You hate Somalis.
Yeah.
No, I do not. Let's not stop. Oh my God. Ah, you're a liar. Delete my DMs. Call you in 4K.
Okay,
oh, I just call you in 4K.
Okay, I delete a lot of chats. I apologize.
Go on. Can we get the facts then?
Go on. I dare you.
It's not loading, but 28th of Feb.
Yeah, because you can't load bullshit.
Yeah, true.
There's something there.
Oh, really? Yeah.
We're talking about bloopers of something. Well, either way, I don't have it and you don't have it either.
Okay. So somebody's lying. Okay. Who's
Maybe
the imposter today then?
Okay, well, we got to have you on, but then it kept getting moving around. So I want you on, obviously.
Okay. I just want to hear you say it.
I would have loved to be on that podcast with you, man. Yeah. It was such a good time.
Okay.
You know? Oh, it was going to be you two, wasn't it?
Yeah. But do you know what I wanted to do? What I've taken from my pod? I want to have the handheld mics. Because it
fun.
Just feels like, it's like this. You're just chilling. Oh my God, shit.
Okay.
Damn.
And held. You want to hold? Why do you want to hold? No, brother.
Yeah, no, I lost
on,
it.
Man.
I lost,
lost your
it.
Damn soul.
All right. Me. So I'm going to rate your pod hosting skills out of 10.
Oh, right.
I'm going to give you.
I love it. You know?
Yeah. No, she's Deva. Honestly, Deva. I'm going to say.
I've
you're
never claimed that was good.
You're a 9.
That's really out.
The reason why is because you know how to make conversations out of nothing. There was a script that we were supposed to follow and I don't think we followed it at all.
No, but I prefer that.
Yeah, it was so
when
much
you
better.
Just chat
we
about,
kind of go off on tangents.
Yeah. And that's where like people enjoy it more as well because you're actually getting along instead of
no,
me saying,
was.
Oh, what
we
did
was.
You do last
we was.
Tuesday?
So yeah, I'll give you a 9. The reason why it's not a 10 is because you was late and I don't like people that are late.
Okay, you know? Drive driving from south to east. It's hard.
I do it every day.
Where are you going?
I live in Peckham.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough.
No, I don't. all right, cool. So scenarios, yeah. I like scenarios, yeah, just because I like to see how people think, yeah.
Yeah, I like people.
This question I want to probably ask for but all of us.
Mm-hmm.
This is one scenario, yeah. You accidentally fart while your guest is in the middle of an emotional story.
Oh my gosh.
So, an example. All right, I'm going to be the emotional guest, yeah.
Okay.
Let's say this is the duopod, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Chloe versus the world. Yeah,
yes.
That's what it's called.
Well, can I be the emotional? I like being emotional. Rock, paper, scissors, emotional?
God,
okay.
Guys,
rock,
I love that for you.
Up to one.
Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Okay.
No, so you cheat.
Okay, shoot. Okay, I didn't know shoot.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Love.
Shit.
All right.
I love that you love being emotional, though.
Yeah, no,
I
love
you
it.
Know what? You're actually better at it. I just wanted to show you that I can win that anything you like. All right, cool. Yeah, I just wanted to let people know.
One more time.
No, you're emotional. Be emotional.
Okay.
All right, cool. So, Chloe, you start off by just saying, so what? You start off how
Who's
you
Who's my emotional guest?
Okay, Darkest. So I'm just going to...
So
just gonna,
it's me and you.
I'm going to make up a story.
Okay. Hi, guys. Welcome back to Old and Older Podcast.
Yes.
Today, we have Darkest.
Hey. Yeah.
So, Darkest, recently you posted online about your problem that you have.
Yeah, it's that big problem.
The big problem with not being able to wee.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously you spoke about it and a lot of people have, there's been a discourse online. Mm-hmm. Could you just explain what that's like and what you've been going through?
Oh my God. I kind of didn't want to talk about this, but all right, fair enough. So the whole weeing thing, it did start when I was young.
How young was you, roughly?
I'd say around 14, so I was like in year 9.
It's an awkward time, isn't it, anyways?
I mean, I initially thought it was like a bladder problem. I mean, whenever I did pee, I mean, a little bit of blood would follow.
Oh.
And I obviously went to go get myself checked out and stuff. And then it did kind of go away for a while. And then obviously went like throughout the year.
Sorry. So sorry about that. I'm genuinely sorry, brother. Sorry. Can we?
That was insane. No, but then,
like, time and place, like.
I'm so sorry, Chloe. Sorry, guys.
Is this your co-host?
I don't know this man.
You have
I don't
a pod
claim
with
this
him.
Man.
Oh my god! Like, what
sorry.
The... Oh my.
Sorry. Can we get some air freshener, Amy? Do you mind? What? And cut. That was no.
That was good, dog. That was really good. That was great.
All right, but in reality, that happens. Mm. Emotional story. You've got like this guest that you really want. All right, let's even make it even better. Mm. Who's your like dream guest?
Maya Jama.
Okay, you get Maya Jama.
Yeah.
You get.
Jimmy Carr.
Jimmy Carr. So you both got Jimmy Carr and you've got Maya Jama. I've got Jamie Foxx. And then you fought.
I wouldn't. That simply could not happen.
No, but
no. But let's say you laugh.
Is
and
it
then
loud?
Go, no. No, but it's like a little one comes up.
No, fuck the little one. It's a...
Yeah.
Like a trumpet. Yeah, that one.
And you're like, oh my God.
And she can smell it.
I say, did you just fart?
Yeah. Oh, you guys
spin the block.
That is the worst time. That's the worst time person.
I can't.
Did you fart?
I simply... Have you guys ever heard me fart? No.
But you know what? All three of those guests, I think, would make it hilarious.
Yeah.
Jimmy Carr would do the mad laugh.
Yeah.
Jamie Foxx would say, bro, you got a problem. And then I think Maya would start laughing as well.
Yeah. I think ours would be the most awkward because it would be like, no one would want to address it.
Do you know, I don't like how, for example, this is what I'm saying to you. I don't like how females treat farts.
Yeah.
Girls don't fart. I
yes,
just can't.
I know. Your ones are the worst.
Guys, yeah. I wish I could just like freely just let it rip. There's something stopping me.
Yeah, no, but what is it? So is there like a block? Chloe. Is there like an ad block?
I'm not buying that.
Come on.
When you're by yourself at home, you're in bed, and you just finish eating.
I know you go,
and you're watching your show.
I do.
Yeah, I do.
Bro, has that come out of me?
I have done that before.
So you do fart then?
But when I'm around other people, like even like my friends, I've just never farted.
Your female friends you don't fart around?
No, but they all will. God. But I don't know what it, I'm not brave enough to do it. And I've left it 30 years now. I can't go back.
Okay, so has there ever been a point, do you just not fart or do you just hold it in? Let's say you really need to like fart.
Right, so if I'm like around my friends, I'll just like get up and just, you know. You know if it's going to be loud or not. You can feel.
Yeah.
It will just be silent.
Spread the cheeks is fucked.
Spread the cheeks.
If you really push a wee out, you can hide the sound if you push. But then, I don't know, if I've been in a situation, like an awkward one, I've needed to fart, I'll just hold it in. Like, I'd rather just burp everywhere.
No, I don't like
I can't.
Yeah,
I
what
can't
is it? Boys, boys don't like girls burping. I'll burp like all day.
Burp just sounds worse.
Burps. Yeah, I know, burps is crazy.
The stench is like, you know if you've just eaten and you've burped in a car, you need to
put every
window down. I think you need to stop the car.
Yeah, stop the car.
And let the car drive by itself.
Yeah, definitely.
I'd rather sit in a burp than a fart.
I'd rather sit in a fart than a burp. Would you rather sit in a fart or a burp?
Yeah, farts.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because I like to be proud of someone else's work.
Yeah, that's so like, raw.
So if someone's
well
done a good fart,
good
on
that, you.
That was good.
That was a good one.
Yeah. I was having this conversation the other day. I phoned my friend, Ilias, right? Yeah. So I phoned Ilias and I was just like, because the person didn't understand why we laugh at farts so much.
It's fucking hilarious.
I think farts are hilarious.
I do too.
No, it's like, because when someone does a fart, I just think, it's escaped. Like, you don't want this to happen. It's just escaped and there's nothing you can do about it. So I'm one of those people, you don't know, on set, I let it ring. I don't care.
You know what I hate about farts? I wish whenever I farted, I get a text message saying this one's going to stink.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
I don't know.
What about, okay, tell me if I'm wrong. Have you ever been on a plane, yeah? Why is it when you're on a plane
They're just frequent.
They're like buses.
They're like buses. They just literally just roll up on you.
Yes, yeah.
So obviously, yes. Of late, when I go on flights, yeah, you know the little bag they give you, yeah?
You find a bag.
There's like a spray.
Oh, I really find the
lip balm. No. There's the lip balm, there's the cream, and then there's the spray.
Yeah.
What I've been doing recently is farting and going, shh. So like... And then just hopefully it just digests into the spray. Because I don't want to be the guy. Because I saw a TikTok. Ooh. There's a guy saying, whoever's farting, stop farting. Aye, that made me realise, boy, I've definitely been that guy. Aye, farting is elite, man.
No, sorry. The best. I love it.
All right, cool. Sorry. Another scenario.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Your guest falls asleep mid-ep. Do you keep recording to make it funny or do you get annoyed?
I think it depends on the guest.
Okay.
And my level of respect for them. And they're like really esteemed. I wanted to get, you know, my jammer, I'm saying cut the cameras.
Yeah.
You know, but if it You're was right like there. Specs, we're just live streaming.
Yeah, we just keep
the
going.
The whole thing. Putting stuff all over his face. Farting in his face if yeah. I could force one out. Yeah.
You'd do that on camera, but you wouldn't do that in front of your friends.
I get my producers to it.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah.
Oh my God, should I tell you this one story? I just remembered.
Please.
When I was in, I don't know if you know, I was on Love Island once and I went up to what? The dressing room to get, okay.
You was on Love Island?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Mm. I just remember this story. And I went upstairs to the changing room to like get something and I was on my own and... Like I was rummaging through my makeup bag. I sneezed and I farted so loudly at the same time. Mm. I begged on the camera. I was like, please, please, please never air that. Never
Did
air
they?
That. No. And then when they came out, they were like, we didn't air your fart. And I was like, oh my God.
No, but you know that's the that. You know that's the that, powerful ones.
No, yeah. no, but you
that's
know
a power one.
Yeah. Do you know how much clips that would have got?
I know.
I think that would have been nuts. Beneficial for you.
Yeah, generally, I think it would. Bro,
people
love
that.
You might have got a brand deal from like
yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
I mean, like
from,
a spray.
From, what's the spray Wick something Wick Airwick
yeah Febreze.
Airwick Airwick Febreze
yeah. yeah. Have you ever sneezed and farted at the same time?
Yeah,
well,
yeah, yeah.
here's Wick just yeah. for you.
Should have kept it in and the begging. Please don't air that.
Yes, that's hilarious. That is.
I have to ask a question. Yeah. You've been on Inside.
Mm.
How do you compare Love Island to Inside?
Literal two different kinds of fish, like not even one similarity at all.
Yeah.
You know, the whole premise is different. Love Island's obviously you gotta find your mans and it's kind of like intense and you don't know what's gonna happen. Mm-hmm. Inside was just a bunch of laughs.
Yeah.
And also, Inside, that was the first season they'd ever done. So no one really knew what it was going to be, like what was even how the days would run, you know, and the side member in charge, I can imagine they were just like on a WhatsApp group, like, do this now. And just did that to us. Whereas Love Island is like a well-oiled machine. Like, yeah. you know, it's just so different. I mean, the sleeping thing, that was the same. It was nicer food on Love Island, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
We went on rice and beans. Yeah, just completely, completely different.
So, I think you was more raw than you are now.
Yeah, 100%.
Because you was mad unfiltered and obviously media training is something you learn as you go along.
You're a little bit more censored now.
I wouldn't say it's media training. I just don't want to upset or offend anyone. Like,
but
I'm
you only
a
do
people
that.
Pleaser.
You are, but you do that because you know that you have a lot of people watching you.
Yeah, it's that.
At the time, you probably don't know.
Because I didn't know what the... Because everyone hated me for the first 5 weeks. Like, I was getting... My family took it so hard. I had no idea. Obviously, I was just having a laugh. Took it so hard. And then I had a bit of a redemption arc, managed to come second. But because I had no idea what was going on, I was just doing whatever I wanted, or not whatever I wanted, whatever, you know, what I was brave enough to do.
Yeah.
You know, because you are aware there's cameras and you know you're on a TV show and you know the public are keeping you in. So, you know, a lot of stuff you keep in your head, you know? But yeah, I think now I know, like, if I say one thing, and like, I know what trolling is. And I'm like, do you know what? Let me just sit on the fence.
Yeah.
I just played a game, man.
Yeah.
Played a game.
Who would you say, obviously, is probably the best contestant to come out of Love Island by yourself?
I wouldn't say I'm near the best. Molly May, obvs.
Yeah, obviously, she's done incredibly like girl, well.
Two Amazon things. You've got Liv Atwood, obviously, like literal queen of ITV. I love her. Kem smashing it on Capital. Chris Hughes, JoJo Siwa's boyfriend.
Yeah.
T.
Kem's my favorite. I've met him a few times.
Yeah, he's love him. A good brother.
He's got a good line with Primark as well. Shout out to him.
Yeah, he's had that for years. That's mental. Really good.
You know nothing.
Yeah.
You absolutely know nothing.
No, the Primark stuff. I've got some of his stuff.
Do you?
You know, so Darkest, when he's lying, he'll say something that you should believe. But, but you have to be,
believed it.
I don't even know if he knows who Kem is.
No, Kem, he played at Soccer once.
Yeah, he's a very good player as well.
Yeah.
Thank God it's him.
So obviously, you've worked really well with Nella and the gang.
Yes.
And you did stuff like, what was it called again?
Tapped Out.
Fucking hell. Tapped Out.
Yeah.
That's the best thing I've ever done.
No, I was on
I genuinely watched Tapped Out.
No, I went on there and I realised I could never ever do that in my life.
Yeah. Is this when you were doing that shit in public?
She made me say, she goes, oh, slut drop in public.
Did you do it?
Wallahi, I never.
Yeah, you were just like pretending to be a rapper.
Yeah, I'm pretending to be a rapper. I said, oh, if I can rap, if it's rapping, I feel no way to be in Camden and rap.
If somebody tells me you didn't get the premise of the show, we would tell you, you have to do what you're told in the air. Yeah, and it was like, I'm not doing
that. I was the quickest exit in history.
Yeah,
I got in and out as well.
Crazy.
But you've obviously, from doing Tapped Out, you've obviously gone and done some proper stuff.
Yes.
On, not to say that's not, but like on mainstream television as well. Now, SAS.
Okay,
You know how shocked I was to see you on that?
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
What was I doing there?
Yeah, no, me too. I wondered that as well, but obviously you left quite early as well.
Yeah, 30 hours in.
Okay, that's good. People don't know. It's very difficult to do something like that. Right. How difficult did you find it?
Okay, let me just give you a little bit of context.
Yeah.
Okay. I had done 8 days in Ibiza. Right? Work and play.
Yeah.
From there, I went and did Inside. 8 days. Inside was intense. I didn't see daylight. I was locked inside for 8 days. We then all went to tape to celebrate me winning. I then went home, packed my bags and went to Wales and went on SAS. I was delirious. Like, I literally didn't know if I was... I hadn't slept in my own bed in weeks. I hadn't slept properly in weeks. And I got there. Wales. What am I doing in Wales? Yeah. Everyone else went to like Costa Rica or like somewhere really nice. I was like, right, when I was raining cold and they're just screaming at you and there's loads you don't see.
So like screaming like what? Come on, come on.
It's like, you think you're special. You're not, you're a piece of shit. I was like, oh my God. Like, and that's how I felt because I hadn't slept. Oh my God. And there's just loads, there was loads of like bits. Obviously that's fixed rig, like Love Island. So you are filmed 24/7, like producers don't come in and mix it up. Like, that you are just filmed all day long. And there's so many people and there's so much happens in a day. Like, you know, obviously Love Island, yeah, but they, you do so much in a day in SAS. You don't see it all. So you get there, you're thrown into the water, I'm crying, and then you got your wet clothes. You haven't got time to change your clothes. They're screaming at you, doing burpees. Then you get to the camp and then they're giving you all this information. And I'm like, I ain't got a fucking clue. What are you talking about? And then they filled up our rucksacks, like for no reason, extra 15 kg of sand.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I like that though.
But you know when stuff just doesn't make sense? Like, why am I filling up my rucksack with sand? I'm not in the SAS.
So, yeah, that's generally what they do on SAS, like in real life SAS. I think, sorry, just to go off, because I love the SAS.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even love the SAS. I love hearing stories about the... You know, the recruitment process.
Yeah.
The worst thing I think I've ever heard in my entire life to get into the SAS.
What?
Because you know, 9 times out of 10, I heard a guy talking about, like, he's basically saying, the SAS don't want you. This is just an opportunity for you to show, like, what you're made of, kind of. So there's five stages to it.
That's such a good point.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's 5 stages to it. The first 2 stages, I think, is more endurance. So it's like you're doing a lot of steps, a lot of walking. You're walking through jungles and they don't tell you when it ends. They'll just tell you, do your best. That's what they say. So how long are you walking for? Do your best. And then and I think every day your rucksack gets heavier with shit. So you're walking with that same thing every day. That's just the endurance part.
Man.
Different breed of people, isn't it? Like, it's incredible.
Yeah. But don't you think people that go on SAS, or not go on SAS, that train, are trying to overcome something?
Yeah.
Maybe it's the, I've been lazy all my life. I want to
strive. No, but bro, this is, This is, bro, the SAS is a complete different, it's a completely different ball game.
It's completely, but like, that's the elite of the elite of the elite. Like, you know, I don't actually know why I even tried.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to talk about uncomfortable, if you're the definition of uncomfortable, they will put you in every situation. They want to break you, bro. They're trying to literally snap
you up. Should we announce what you said to me before this episode started?
Go on, say it.
He wants to be on SAS.
Just, so, I want to try the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so, do you want to do it?
Yeah. Hell fuck no.
Yep.
Oh, I was going to say, I'll hook you up with producer.
I just started going gym.
It was just intense, but it's like one of the most incredible shows. I didn't know if it would be on again, you know, TV's in like a weird place.
Yeah.
And when I left Love Island, I told my management, I want to do SAS. So obviously when it came up, I wasn't going to turn it down. Like, I just was a bit naive, to be honest.
Is there any shows that all of us would want to be on?
Ooh, that's actually a very
good question. I'd want to be on
Traitors.
I wouldn't want to be on Traitors. I don't know.
I think Traitors is incredible.
It's
TV.
Amazing.
I think I want to say it's the best thing on TV right now.
I think it's one of those shows I like to watch, but I would say I wouldn't want to participate in. A show that's actually very good.
Would you do a cooking one?
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Or are you gonna
The Weakest Link? The Weakest Link. I think I lose my mind.
Oh my god!
You could do that.
Yeah, yeah, I think I could do Weakest Link.
A stinker.
Did you
on Weakest Link?
What was your subject? Did you get subject?
Yeah.
Oh no, that's the Will.
Yeah, I've done the wheel as well.
Anything game show trivia, so I'd love to do that.
I did the wheel.
My specialist subject, Lewis Hamilton.
Niche. Right?
Because obviously I love F1.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. They asked me not one fucking question about his F1 career.
What did they ask
him? Talking about his personal life. Like, what song did he make for Black Lives Matter? I don't know. I don't listen to...
Mercedes?
It was so fucking horrible. And I need... Listen, if you're watching...
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Need to come back and do my thing. But Weakest Link.
That's a really random specialist subject.
Yeah, because it was an individual. I wanted it to be Man United. Right. And there was like, it'll be too easy.
Yeah.
So we need to make it a bit difficult. So I've gone, I don't want to do Formula One. Yeah, but then again, they know I know. It's like they want me to just vaguely know about something. They set me up, essentially.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Well,
it was
good TV.
It was a setup. But Weakest Link, I was pissed though, because I wanted Anne Robertson to be there.
Is it Ramesh?
Anne Robertson. Is that the one?
Yeah, it was Ramesh.
Yeah.
And I got him. Because I got voted out. I think it was the second one to get
voted out. Is Anne Robertson the one with glasses?
Yes. She had ginger hair?
Yes
ginger
yeah,
hair.
She was the best. Hair. Don't you think TV when we was younger was the greatest?
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, I used to love
Big Brother. I used to love Big Brother.
It's on again now.
Yeah, no, but I used to love it more when I was younger.
Back in the day. Oh, like Pete and Nicky. Oh, like King Cozy.
Who was the guy that had the Tourette's?
Pete
was... Wankers Wow.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he had Tourette's. And I remember he used to say, Wankers Wow.
Wankers Wow.
Yeah, that was the thing. I remember Mcozy.
McCosey,
she had a little
hot tub.
Was it Saskia?
Can't remember. What about Kinga and the champagne bottle in the garden?
Yep, I remember.
Amazing. Do you know about a girl called Dogface?
You're capping.
I swear to God, she won the whole thing.
Dogface?
Years ago.
Oh, they made her change her name, didn't they?
Sophie Dogface.
Yeah. I've got a fact for you guys.
But she has nothing to do with dog. Yeah.
Pieface was on Big Brother.
No, it was not.
Can you show it? Show me.
Pieface is a streamer.
Pieface was on Big Brother.
Guys, what?
Type in Pieface Big Brother. He was on Big Brother.
So many people on Big
this
Brother.
This is what
is that his name?
What
Jack
the
McDermott.
Hell?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
The boy Pieface was on Big Brother.
Oh, he looked so sweet.
Look, he had a hat on as well.
Oh, bless him.
By the way, one of my favorite people on the internet.
I love Pieface.
And you know how funny Pie Face is? Can you imagine? I might go on YouTube and try
yeah,
and watch that.
Yeah, maybe he's got some best bits.
I think he must have some best bits as well.
What's he look, on?
No. Deal or No Deal as well.
He was on Deal or No Deal.
He was, no, look.
I take it back. That's the show I want to be on.
Yeah, Deal or No Deal.
Deal or No Deal. Yes, Deal or No Deal.
Such a good show.
Oh, Deal or No Deal, man.
Give me Deal or No Deal.
Pie Face is literally famous.
No, he is. He's one of the, but he's more famous for his rage baiting.
Yeah.
He gets crazy on
Pie Face Angry is one of my favorite
things. Yeah, it's one of the things
I love. I'm going to watch it.
Hilarious.
All right, so I want to interject with a little game.
Go on.
I want us to do blind ranking.
Oh, I love these games.
Blind ranking. But we're going to do blind ranking TV shows.
Okay.
Okay? So, Amy, think of it. American, English TV shows. Think of it. All right.
I am a TV whore.
I'm
only fans.
What are you watching at the moment?
So wait, TV. Are we talking sitcoms? Or are we talking?
Tell her.
Whatever you want.
Originals.
What's that?
Vampire Diaries originals.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Vampire Diaries. Yes. Are you watching that? I'm watching The OC. Same time.
No, I'm watching originals.
Yeah, OC's so Vampire... around that time.
The OC is around that time.
It's
good.
Okay, have you watched Vampire Diaries though?
No, that's on my list.
You need to watch originals. I think she's gonna want to marry Klaus after she.
You'd love Klaus.
Let me get
him. No, Chloe. I think. Hold on, Chloe. You know, I think this show is so her.
Yeah.
You're not original. I think
really,
you would love originals.
But the thing is, Vampire Diaries started before originals.
But watch originals
so
first.
This is new.
No, it's
not. Originals old.
It's all done.
It's all done. It's finished.
But.
Because like I'm kind of really wanting to watch Twilight at the moment. Have you ever watched Twilight?
Yeah, that's what made me not want to watch.
I'm saying to you. I thought everything was going to be like Twilight. Yeah, that's why I didn't want to watch it.
But it's better.
Originals is so much better.
I might be able to watch it, you know.
It's so good.
It's very, very, very good.
Oh, it's so good.
It's good.
Oh. And I put him on.
Okay.
Oh, no, it's so good.
We trust each other. So if he says to me, Harry, watch this show,
yeah,
I will do it. And I've never been let down, to be fair.
Yeah. Come on, leave our vibe, brother. Well done.
Yeah. All right. So, do you want to? It's a watch, yeah.
Oh, but what kind of watch is it?
No, it's not real.
Oh, it's not real.
Yeah, I like to wear fake watches.
Okay, nice.
I might get a fake watch.
Yeah, I'm
How would
that.
Anyone know? Apart from the internet now?
Go to Turkey. All right. Cool.
Turkey for a fake watch. Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, they have the greatest fakes in the world.
Is it?
In Turkey, yeah.
I've heard that.
It's unreal. All right, cool. Give us our first show. Weakest Link.
What's this out of?
Out of five.
Okay, wait,
I thought, when you said shows, I thought you meant like shows like you watch and like sitcoms, like that kind of show.
So what do we want to do? Do you want to do...
We can do both.
Okay. Sitcoms? No, let's do sitcoms.
Sitcoms.
Yeah.
Friends.
Oh.
Number one.
What?
Okay, but that's the
number one. Yes, that's my first show.
Whoa.
You're going to say The Office, isn't it?
Yeah,
US
Office.
Yeah, but I love The Office as well. Friends,
I've got something to say about Friends.
Who's your favourite character?
Do you know what now, Ross?
Oh, no, okay, so I'm not angry
funny.
At that.
Who's He's your favourite?
Chandler, but he died.
I love Chandler.
Matthew Perry died, the character died, yeah. So
right,
sad.
Harry, sorry.
No, bad, I want to meet
him. You're being excluded.
So we're going number one, Friends.
I'm going number one, she's going number one. Where are you putting Friends?
Three.
Okay, so then he meets that one. So Friends number one. Yeah, Friends number one.
Which one, though? US?
Oh, two, then.
Oh, you lot are shit, man.
I say two.
US Office is way better than Friends.
I've never watched Office.
Your humor.
Oh my God, Douglas, you'd love it.
I would love it.
I guarantee you. I know you.
Yeah.
If you watch US Office, you'll say it's better than Friends. I'm telling you. Because Friends was one of my best shows ever.
I can vouch for you.
Was US Office good?
Yeah, you'd love it, but it's not better than Friends.
Okay, but you see, with Friends, I think it's hilarious, yeah?
It is flipping
ridiculous.
But
the thing is, when I started watching it again and again, I think there's certain time periods. When Ross and Rachel split up, greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
That was the most hilarious it was.
Can I? Oh, actually, speaking about that, yeah. Now, you know how, this is something I've always wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
So, do you know, you guys know the whole Ross and Rachel thing, how they broke up, right?
Yeah.
So, basically, there was a guy that Ross was jealous of that Rachel was working with called Mark, right? Yeah. He was so jealous that they ended up splitting up, right?
Yeah.
So, the minute they split up, they're on the phone. Like, the minute they split up, they're on the phone. It's like, oh, babe, I'm sorry, blah, blah, blah. Who's that at the house? Mark. The guy I was just jealous of is now at my house.
Yeah.
I was out of the house.
Yeah.
He then makes a mistake and cheats.
Yeah.
You mix
but he's not cheating.
No, you mix his emotions with a bit of alcohol, you get a bad decision.
Yeah.
So he ended up having sex with a girl that he didn't want to have sex with. Then I feel like she should have forgave him for that.
I agree.
Does that still count as cheating? Because now you fucked in my head. The guy I was jealous of, within 3 minutes, all he's now at my house.
Well, you're not together.
I want to be the one that's level here.
Okay.
She didn't have sex with him.
She was at the house.
She was just at the house.
Why is that man in her house.
No, I'm just saying though. He actually went out and done the mad thing.
After he found out the man was at the crib. Why did he find out
that they were sleeping?
No, but why is he at the house?
Why is it?
He could have pulled up. He could have pulled up.
Why though?
He knows where you live. Everyone fucking knows. I know where they live. You know what I'm saying? Everyone knows where they live.
That just goes back to the old saying. Do you think guys and girls could be friends?
Yes.
Yeah. Just friends.
Yeah.
Just friends.
Yeah. 100%. I think it's
Are you friends with Nella?
Yeah, to be fair.
Generally, I have female friends, but I'm just saying.
I just want to pick your brains about it.
Right. There's a difference though. If you've moved to the girl, and she's been like, nah, I'm not on it, but we can be friends, and you've become friends.
I don't think that's a real friendship.
Because the minute you say, open up the legs and say, yeah, I want to let you in, then you get what I'm saying. Vice versa.
But the thing is with guys, can do that with their female friends and still want to be friends after.
Yeah.
You get what I mean?
Really? That will never go away.
A guy doesn't have to like you to want to have sex with you.
Yeah.
Oh my God. This is brand new.
This is not brand new information.
It's not.
This is not brand new information.
Surely they have to like you.
No, okay. I think, yeah, if you're just thinking about sex, then no, they don't need to like you. They can just need to find you attractive.
No, but in that situation where they were friends and then he stuck it on her, she says no, then does the like go away or he just it's wanted still to sleep with her?
It's just a no for now, but he's waiting for a little slip.
It's like putting a little chink
in the armor, yeah, where he can just... Phew, yeah, I mean, look for something.
It's like putting a deposit on a house. You don't own it until you've paid off all your mortgages. That's what it is.
That might be the worst analogy.
Yeah, it is though.
Is it?
Blown away.
So explain it to me.
Okay. Here's the house.
The house is right here.
Who's the house?
Just the lady. Okay. The lady is the house.
Yeah, the lady is the house.
You've put a deposit down.
Okay. Right? 25 bucks.
So that means you are in this house. You have to be part of this house.
Okay.
The only time you are not part of this house.
The deposit means the friendship. The deposit is the friendship.
Right.
Okay. The only time you don't own or have anything to do with this house is if you step away. You tell the bank, I don't want to pay for this no more.
Mm-hmm.
And that is essentially when the house is no longer in your possession no more.
That's when you burn the bridge.
But when you've...
The monthly payments.
And then you finally own the house, that is when you've scored.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And that's the analogy.
But it is a bad analogy.
Okay, but the thing is though, I didn't study in England. I didn't study in England. I studied in Belgium.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll take that with Belgium.
But anyway, I believe women and men can be friends if it is genuinely just a friendship. If I try to move to a girl... And she's gone, nah, but we can be friends. The main reason why I even speak to you is because I fancied you. It's not because I was like, oh, we randomly just like met. Okay.
But I guarantee you, that same girl comes to you on a vulnerable moment. Harry, I just want one night with you.
My point is, I've got friends. No.
Oh my God.
No, listen. You're not hearing what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm saying.
Go on.
Okay. If we've met each other. Mm-hmm. We haven't moved to each other or not. We're just spending a lot of time around each other. We've got mutual friends or whatever, and we become friends.
Yes.
That's organic friendship.
Yes.
If I've moved to you and you said no, but we can be friends, I don't think that's organic.
Okay,
the main reason why I started speaking to you was to move to you. So I find you attractive.
So you're playing the long game.
That's the deposit on the house. Oh, it's a long game.
That makes sense.
Now it makes sense, Tabumba. See, these lot, man.
Sorry.
Anyway, so that's friends...
Just don't buy the house.
No, friends number one. Yeah. Friends number one, yourself.
Don't buy the house and then move in.
I'm starting office today, by the way.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, you love it. No, honestly.
So friends number one, US office number two. Fuck. What a show. All right, see that one there? If you can put that number eight.
Okay. No, it is good, but there's not enough of it compared to them.
Yeah.
Because all right,
so number five.
Gavin and Stacey's all right.
Number five.
Never watched a second of it.
Yeah,
I don't know who Gavin is. I don't know.
Gavin and Stacey.
They're not even the main characters. It's all about James Corden and Nessa. And I can't remember what they're called.
Number five.
Okay, I'll take that one.
Yeah,
number five, please.
I hate that.
Okay, now we're talking.
We're having English.
Conversations. Guys, it's awful.
You don't like Big Bang
Theory? I used to like it when I was like 14, but you could not force me to watch one episode now.
Alright, can I be honest with you, Amy? These shows you're saying are shit, you know?
No, Big Bang Theory is good.
That's what
you watch. You'd go home and watch it tonight and think this is good.
I have sitcoms in rotation. So the sitcoms I have in rotations are Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
My favorite.
I love that show.
You said the rotation is your favorite.
Huh?
Okay. No. I'm a liar.
Can I say the rotation?
Yeah.
I'm talking to Chloe.
Okay, cool. Just, I'm saying, bro. Just watch your fucking mouth when you talk to me. Okay, so Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Friends. God damn it. Have you watched Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Yeah.
No, but I've heard it's good.
Yeah, it's good. It's so good.
That's dark humor. It's dark humor. Yeah. There's two siblings in
it. Yeah, yeah.
And Big Bang Theory. Big Bang Theory is in my rotation. Sheldon Cooper. I just love Sheldon.
Rich, you relate
really,
to him.
I don't. No. I don't relate to him. Chill out. Yeah. I'll kill you.
All right, so we're going to go Big Bang Theory number four.
Number four.
Wow. Well,
yeah. Okay.
If you want.
If you got no say. What about yours? So you got no say in this?
I hate it. I'd put Gavin Stacey above it.
Wow. Guess what? Just because you're here, it's still going to be number four.
Yeah.
All right. Like, number three. What is the final one?
It has to be number three. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Oh, I would put it higher. Oh, would I? No. I'd put it at three.
Do you know what's so mad? I'd put it three.
Yeah.
I would say Friends on US Office.
Oh, yeah, above that, yeah.
For me,
yeah, definitely.
But if My Wife and Kids,
if you said My Wife and Kids, you need to make a whole new list.
I love My Wife and Kids.
Yeah, we have to make bang a whole everything new list. Up and put it second.
Yeah. It has to be his own list. It has to be his own list. No, but to be fair, bro, My Wife and Kids is second for me.
Really?
Yeah, it's Friends is number one, bro.
Yeah, US Office number one for me.
Yeah, no, Friends is number one.
I'm so ill right now, you know, guys.
Yeah, I know. You got a runny nose.
Yeah, so
are you actually ill? Like, there's a really big illness going around. So I had a sore throat
on the way to Manchester. I just randomly, when I landed in Manchester, I was ill.
Mm-hmm. And on the plane, because planes are built.
Oh, the plane to Manchester? Train.
Landed?
Train.
I presume.
No, I took a train. I was humble. Oh, of course.
Yeah, necessary.
Yeah, yeah. Made sure that I had a salmon and egg for no reason.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then slept, woke up, had to do work.
Oh, fucking God. So annoying.
Oh! Yeah. This job.
You said my favourite thing was, and I always repeat, you said, I hate it. What was it when you're at work and they actually want you to work?
Yeah.
I hate
it. Have you ever gone to work, yeah? They're paying you. They've paid for your travel to get there and then they expect you to work.
Yeah, and then they're paying you for that work.
Yeah.
Like, don't,
especially
don't, just
when
don't.
It's like everyone's like a good vibe and you're all just having a chit chat and they're like on set and it's like, no, I don't want to do that. I want to do
this. You know what I've realised, yeah?
How dare you pay me for a job?
When we go on set, yeah, I always think, I would love to just chill with you lot and just talk for hours and then just go home.
Yeah.
But then we have to work.
Yeah, then I have to do work. Yeah.
What's the worst part of filming, guys, would you reckon? Like, let's say you go to the set at 9, leave at 5:30, 6,
well,
whatever.
Well, mindset, whoever books my cars just wants me there at 5 a.m. I'm always the first to set by hours. Have you ever noticed that?
No, you're not.
Yeah, to be fair.
You're always late, to be fair.
No, she's not.
I've never been late.
I'm joking.
Uh-huh. Me, can I be honest with you? I want to take something out of shoots. I've never actually said this before.
What?
Lunch.
Oh my God.
The way, I don't think lunch should be a thing.
I don't know.
Because what we
I
eat.
Love lunch.
If, you know, if we take out lunch, I can get home to, everyone can go home about 2 hours early. Yeah. I'm not being selfish here. It's like everyone wants to chill here. It's like everyone here hates their
yacht. Yep.
100%. I get that we got a job to do. I'm more than happy doing it. I'm not saying let's speed up the process of the work or everything like that. Mm. Let's make sure we do it properly, everything. But lunch.
Yeah. Lunch. And maybe let's exchange it for a snack time.
Yeah. Snack time. You know what I mean? Do you want a bounty? Yeah, sure.
No,
yeah.
A baguette.
A baguette.
Get me a baguette.
Yeah.
A baguette and a hot drink.
That's what I'm saying to you. Oh my God.
But you're giving me 4 boneless fries, peri tamer, charred corn.
I know.
Chips,
and now I'm
and a drink.
And then you want me to, come back with the same energy.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's because I overindulge because they're getting a big meal. I think, and then I'm tired. Oh my God.
No, Harry, I think that was on my pinky toe.
Yeah.
No. Harry, that literally went on the
edge. I'll be honest.
That didn't escape. You pushed it out.
No, that one was there since my son was born.
Yeah, no,
so it just came out now. I'll be honest with you. I think that might be a stinker.
You should have gone over in the corner.
All right. Whatever. All right. Well, Chloe.
Yes.
It's time for us to end this episode. We've fucking enjoyed it.
I've loved
it. I actually didn't know that we've been recording for an hour. With that being said, right now we got Chloe Burrows in the studio.
Oh no. What's this? A wrap.
It's a wrap, but not a chicken one.
Yes.
I got 40 of them guns and I've been blicking one.
Yeah.
That's the 9mm. That means a 9mm.
Yeah.
When I see her, she gonna feature. Darkest's head is bald, but that's by choice. Mm-hmm. I'm lying. That nigga lost his hair like he been taking roids.
Mm-hmm.
You got something for me?
No, not really. I don't even feel like rapping today, I'll be honest.
Okay, cool. Say no
more. That's one thing I want in future is to just have a little 16 bar in my back pocket.
I got a 16. You can bet that.
Oh.
I want a skin fade, but I can't get that.
Oh.
That was cold.
Have you got one? Have you got one?
No, I don't.
It doesn't have to be American.
I'm
just have to be American.
No, like, honestly, I'm not.
Okay, Chloe, let me set you up though.
Go on.
We got Chloe representing Chloe versus the world.
World's a hard word to rhyme.
I'm all right.
A gal. There you go. That's my bar.
All right. Chloe's wearing some trainers and they're Nike.
Yeah. I'm going to get an Uber home, not bikey.
Oh, I like not that. Bikey. I like not yeah, a bikey. Yeah, yeah. She says she's going to get an Uber home, not the bikey.
She went on SAS and she couldn't do a hikey.
Okay, bro. Right.
I saw her Instagram. I had to like it.
Oh. Your go, Harry.
It's your go. Oh, it's my go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Last time I saw her hair, it was kind of spiky.
Oof. I think something wrong with her head, something wrong with her psyche.
Ooh.
That was good. Where are you getting all these words from?
My favorite food is a lychee.
That's not likely. She's not a girlfriend, she's a wifey.
T.
If that's your wifey, you're going to have to fight me.
I like but the I eye might contact. Be.
Yeah, so listen, guys, this has been Harry Pinero, honestly. Darkest Man, of course, the one and only Chloe Burrows. Go and follow, go listen to her podcast, thank go you. Subscribe. And on yeah, the
I
next
might, I might be on there. I mean,
yeah, one day, hopefully.
Darkest will be on that. Don't you worry, honey.
All right, so we basically had a guest on, and what we like to do is for you to say a quote.
Yes, a quote, just to sign
us next,
up.
For the next guest, and they'll follow on, all right?
So what was the one before me?
Koji, I said, hold on, I got this one.
Yeah.
What do you say? I'm busy buzzing.
No.
I'm a busy bee.
I gotta keep it buzzing.
I'm a busy bee, I gotta stay buzzing. But you don't have to rhyme.
That's a good one.
You ain't gotta rhyme, but you just gotta say something that you would like a quote you live by.
Me. Ooh. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Happy hour.
You can leave now.
Okay.
No, generally.
Guys, one thing we don't want to promote here at Old and Bold is alcoholism.
Yeah, alcoholism.
Because I feel
guys,
like...
Guys, I'm actually quit drinking for a month as well.
For a month?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. So are you trying to go for a while?
Day two. Yeah, I'm actually doing it for a month. I just want to get back in shape.
Okay, so this is day two.
Yep. And I feel great.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's amazing.
Yeah. Do you like wine, champagne, or do you like beer?
No.
Okay,
she's cool. A wine girl.
I like could do a champagne, but really and truly, I'm a tequila honey.
Oh, is it?
I love that shit.
I think, you know, I think I'm a whiner.
Yeah. I might indulge.
Yeah. Because, you know, just the way they
swirl
it around, pheromones of all of that, I need it.
I hear it. I just can't get down with it.
Like a Savvy
B. If I was a drinker, I'd be
a Savvy B.
I love a bit of Savvy B.
I'm a Shapley girl.
I'd be a Cherry B.
Cherry B, cherry that means B. You got a spliff next to it.
Yeah. I'm a Cherry B and a Magnum.
Yeah, a Cherry B and a Magnum.
Oh my God, I remember.
You got a spliff here. Hey, between these two fingers.
No, this one there. Drinks here, look.
Yeah.
yeah, what are you not saying though?
No.
All right, guys. Peace. See you next week.
Bye.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.